This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Early Monday, 8 people were injured and 1 person was killed when gunfire erupted at Ultra Lounge in Denver. While police were investigating the incident later Monday, volunteers helped clean up debris and offered counseling on violence prevention. Ron Smith was one of those volunteers. He says he wants to let youth know that there are mental health resources available.
Make it home safe. All situations don't have to end up with gunfire. Stop being so violent. Think about your situation. Think about your life. Think about your future. Think about your present. And just understand that whatever you're going through, you can make it through it. As long as you wake up, you can make it better.
Police are investigating the shooting. Anyone who has information should reach out to Crime Stoppers. Colorado may finally be getting a break from weeks of heat and dry weather. Monsoon rains are moving in this week, bringing cooler temperatures and some relief for firefighters battling wildfires. But the rains also bring the risk of flash flooding and mudslides. Meteorologist Dave Bargenbrook with the National Weather Service says even a little rain can cause a big problem in burn scars.
For some of our more our freshest burn scars, it won't take more than a quarter to a third of an inch of rain in a very short period of time to cause the flash flooding and debris flows off those burn scars.
He says the lightning from thunderstorms could also spark new fires, so crews will continue to monitor conditions closely as the weather pattern changes. Denver hit 100 degrees for the first time this year yesterday. The official temperature reached triple digits around 2 in the afternoon at Denver International Airport. The heat comes ahead of what could be that stormy middle of the week. Rain and thunderstorms are forecast for much of the state through Thursday. But this weekend, temperatures will likely climb back up into the mid and high 90s. This is CPR News. It's 2:06.